This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by the Chief Digital Officer at Baptist South Florida. Baptist Health South Florida is a remarkable health system. Tony Ambrosi is with us. Tony's the Chief Digital Officer. He'll talk to us about himself, about being Chief Digital Officer, about Baptist South Florida, about advice for people having great careers and more. Tony, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you. First of all, this is great to be here. So this is a great opportunity to speak. As you said, I'm Tony Ambrosi. I'm the Chief Digital and Information Officer at Baptist Health South Florida. In terms of introduction, I would say that this is my first foray into healthcare. And I have joined Baptist about 4 months ago, so not very long, coming from the Walt Disney Parks experiences in consumer products, where I was a senior vice president of technology and digital for almost 7 years. Prior to that, I was a vice president of digital platforms with American Express for several years. So as you can see, very consistent in the last 20 or so years, being the confluence of technology and digital experiences, although at the very beginning, 20 years ago, we weren't calling it digital. And in addition, for both Disney Parks and Baptist, which by nature both have a dominant physical footprint, certainly different than, you know, American Express, for example, that confluence is also between physical and digital, which is probably the most uniquely interesting point to be at going forward.
Fascinating. What a fascinating background. Tony, take a moment. Talk about being Chief Digital and Information Officer at Baptist South Florida. And what do you view as the big priorities? What are the goals? And obviously you're 120 days in, so you're sort of both learning the health system, but also applying what you did with Disney and American Express. How do you view your big priorities and what you're trying to accomplish?
It's probably only about 115 days, but who's counting? I think the role and the mission and the organization is actually well described by the title, and digital and information technology. There's a dual focus for me, on one hand, on digital experiences and capabilities, and on another on technology, that is the business of technology. So let me explain this. So starting with digital and digital initiatives, the focus is around four major dimensions, if you want. Number one is consumer experiences. And this is a pre and post clinical interactions. And this is, in terms of digital, this is as basic as from, let's say, easy booking and changing medical appointments, all the way to the other extreme of sophistication, if you want, to telehealth and remote health monitoring and personalized medicine. Number two, around those four dimensions, is certainly patients. That is, this is about digital experiences in hospital and other locations and during those clinical interactions. Number three, it's around clinical staff. This is physicians and nurses and their digital tools and experiences. And finally, last but definitely not least, is the focus will be around the operations administration folks. This is with a focus on the tools to make operations more efficient, mostly through automation, data analytics, and machine learning. So as you can see, digital is, the focus is on those players. It's not about technologies. It's not about necessarily functions. It's about those major players. I would make one point here in terms of digital is digital experiences. Digital is something that looks very easy when done well by successful organizations. You look at, you know, Apple and that sort of thing. But it really requires a lot of effort, rigor and discipline and obsessive attention to details on both the user experience as well as the processes, the business processes behind the scenes. So only intuitive. Sorry, go ahead.
But isn't that point well taken? I mean, Steve Jobs famously used to say, we have to work extremely hard to make the product simple to use. It's Mark Twain was big on brevity is the essence of wit, that it was a lot harder to write something great that was short than to sprawl out lots of stuff. It's very similar. A lot of work has to be done on the back end to make this great.
That's exactly right. And a lot of it is making decisions on what not to put in a digital experience. But let's say a mobile app, it cannot be the equivalent of a full-blown desktop application with lots and lots of menus and features, and because that's not what that experience is about. Absolutely. But also, as you said, it's also it has to be intuitive, useful, but also complete, and in terms of journeys and user journeys and experiences for that digital to be great. If you, in a journey that is a succession of activities, some things are done well in digital, some are not. In the end, it's still not going to be a great digital journey. The second part, so we talked about digital. The second part is really about technology. And so my focus also is around building and rebuilding the technology and the data foundations and capabilities exactly in order to deliver that digital transformation. And here the focus is, and again, this is not everybody else is focusing on these things, things like cloud. Cloud is an enabler of advanced capabilities beyond basic compute and storage, things like high quality development and technology operations, cost effectiveness for technology investment, and talent development, clearly. Conclusion to this question, I would say that what attracted me to healthcare is the enormous and probably unique opportunity. It's a once-in-a-generation transformation in healthcare around digital and digital transformation, both technology and the business models.
And what made you excited to come to healthcare at this point in your career? You've had this remarkable career. How excited are you to transition into having an impact in healthcare?
As I said, this is a super interesting area. Traditionally, healthcare has been somewhat less of an early adopter, so to speak. And I think because of all the things that are happening, you look at a move from hospitals into other points of operations. You look at consumerism, that is, consumers looking to take on a more active role and decision-making role in their healthcare, where their new entrants, there's a lot of things going on. And also there is a lot of, let's say, opportunities for things to be done a lot better. So from a technologist and a digital professional, probably this is the most interesting place to be at this point.
And let me ask you a different question, Tony. It's many of us grow up as either Donald Duck fans or Mulan fans or Mickey Mouse fans. In all your years at Disney, did you come up with a favorite character? And then I'm going to ask you a similar question about American Express.
Absolutely. Hands down is Mickey Mouse, believe it or not. Remember the Walt said, remember it all started with the mouse. That is quote from Walt. And, since I was a little child, by the way, it was all, of course, all the other characters. And over the years, there's so many, many more, but absolutely hands down was that. Because I think it was a representative of the spirit of Walt Disney and the Walt Disney Company. There you go.
And simply amazing what's going on with Disney Plus today. Okay, different question. Gold card, platinum card, or regular green American Express card?
I have a gold card.
I've always had a gold card. But this is interesting. American Express, great, great company. So I've been very blessed over the years to work for great places with great people. And that's my luck rather than my anything that I did particularly. But I've grown as a professional digital and technology at American Express, and evolved obviously later at Disney, but great place. And it's part of my life constantly, because I try to use it for most of the charges, and it's never disappointed me. Even going into, you know, some distant corner of the planet, people still recognize the car and took the car. So that was fantastic. And I obviously, being part of technology, there was some of my work and effort put into, at least for a while, into that great experience.
Thank you very much. One last question. You've had a remarkable career. What do you attribute? What advice do you have for people wanting to have great careers? I mean, you've worked at two great places and now a third. You've had great careers and success at both of them. What advice would you give to somebody trying to have a great career?
First of all, thank you about great career. I don't know. I guess if that's in the, you know, for you and others to say, but thank you. I've been asked this question before, and this is the same answer, but I strongly believe that in order to be successful and have a great career in anything, and especially in leadership and technology, the combination of leadership and technology like myself, you really, really have to love what you do. And that's for three major reasons from my perspective. So, first of all, and that's probably applying to everybody, in any role and job that you can imagine, there are always some of those difficult days that will challenge one or you to the breaking point. And you can only get through those really, you know, really difficult times by loving what you do. And really that love giving you the energy and the strength to conquer those challenges. Otherwise, you'll just give up because the hard times are just not worth it.
Number two,
the second is, as a leader, and leadership, by the way, I love technology. I've always done technology. I think I've been good at technology, but leadership has been, it's a whole dimension in itself, and you know, you always learn leadership, how to be a better leader. But you know, as a leader, it's fundamental that, you know, I take care of people, especially during difficult times, and building great teams and helping great people become great leaders has always been my mantra, if you want. And in order to do that successfully, you really need to love working with people and for the people. And then third, in terms of technology, technology and digital are moving and changing and transforming very fast. And as a leader in that domain, constant change and transformation, then the continuous learning that comes with it is something you have to master very well. And thus you have to put the constant energy into it. And you really need to love technology to constantly learn new technology. So you really, really need to be passionate about what you do.
Thank you very much. It's a great, great set of advice. I mean, love what you do, love the people that you work with, love to lead, love and enjoy them. And then you got to be passionate about the technology too, and constantly learning and trying to love it as well. Tony, great pleasure to visit with. What a remarkable career. Baptist South Florida, a great system, lucky to have you, and just fantastic. Thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Absolutely. Thank you.